new on WIFF News for today. Now we've seen everything. A radioactive wasp nest was discovered in South Carolina.
Radioactive wasp nest? Jesus Christ.
Jesus. I'd let him bite me. Maybe I'd turn into a superhero.
Yeah, that's a villain arc. That's how that starts.
Exactly.
I'll fucking let the radioactive... People got to start being careful. How do you kill those? They're radioactive.
Well, they're radioactive.
To a report from the U.S. Department of Energy, on July 3rd, crews found the nest at the Savannah River Site nuclear facility in Aiken.
Aiken?
Aiken. I just met her. What? That didn't make any sense. What? What do you mean, eh?
Officials say the hive was sprayed to kill the wasps, and later probes revealed the nest had a moderately high level of radiation at 100,000 dpm.
Well, you know, I love a moderate probe. I mean, going way back. Am I right? I mean...
Moderate. Oh, amateur.
Yeah. just one finger, please. You don't need to bend it or anything. Just fucking, you know straight into the cavity. You know what I mean? We don't need to...
I'm 54 now, so I've had, you know, like four prostate exams
over
the last
have.
4 years. And I found it odd this year when Doc said, do you want to go two fingers this year? We've been doing this for a few years now.
Mm-hmm. Did he kiss you first or what happened?
He rubs the small of my
back. Yeah, he does. Yeah. He wants you to relax because you can't clench. You can't clench. It just makes it harder.
He's got big knuckles, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of them. Yeah. After a while, it feels like one big fucking knuckle up there.
I bet it does. Is that the whole fist, Doc? Just relax. Moon River. That's Fletch.
Yeah. That wasp nest is considered on-site legacy radioactive contamination.
What?
And it's not related to a loss of contamination control.
Well, then they're supervillains about to start. It's a fucking 1950s creature feature.
Creature feature.
Legacy radioactive contamination is lingering radioactive contamination resulting from past activities.
I think we're just being a little too...
Too passive about this?
Yeah.
Just kind of blowing this shit off a little bit?
You fucking radioactive wasps, fuck off.
That's how it starts, man.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. Next thing you know, fucking Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Because they're chewing their way out.
DOA didn't list any other cause for the insect's contamination. And at this time, some good news, they don't think the surrounding area is contaminated.
All right, 3 Mile Island, relax over there.
3 Mile Hive. 1, 2, 3 Mile Hive.
Oh, God damn. I'm talking the other day about how albums you liked as a kid that you can't
stand
now.
Just don't hold up anymore.
Ooh, 3 Luck Box by Sammy Hagar, man. Wow. We talked about it on this show years ago, but boy, oh boy. That is the shits.
Yeah.
Now to a mystery even Scooby-Doo and the gang can't solve.
Oh, get fucked,
and that's
stupid.
Because Scooby himself is involved, sort of. Tuscaloosa police are looking for a Scooby-Doo suit-wearing burglar. The cartoon clad...
Right on.
Like Zoinks!
Bro!
Like Zoinks, put your hands in the fucking air!
Cheese it, Raggy.
Cheese it, Raggy. It's the feds. Cheese it, Raggy.
Uh-oh.
Like Zoinks, beat Venus the Fuzz, Scoob. Like Zoinks.
Criminal broke into a local gas station early Sunday morning. These pictures from inside the store show a man wearing a costume of...
I didn't think they were from down the block, you fucking retard coos.
Dude, if you were working at a gas station and a guy walked in a Scooby suit and robbed you, I'd be laughing. Let you fucking take it.
Just
dude,
take it,
great.
Man. I got
this
nothing
is fucking awesome.
I got nothing to say to you. Knock yourself out there, Scoob. Like, knock yourself out,
Scoob.
Like big bills.
But unmarked.
Unmarked bills. Like zoinks. No dye packs. I know which car is yours. No
dye packs.
Gee whiz. Shaggy's very specific on
this. I think he's done this before. little known fact, Shaggy was part of the Weather Underground back in his early hippie days.
I hope it.
Fucking wanderlust drifter solving mysteries.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Canine crime fighter and holding a duffel bag. But unlike the real Scooby, police say the burglar took cash and coins and left the snacks behind.
Just gotta fucking run with it, don't you?
Anyone with any information is asked to call Tuscaloosa police.
Just call Fred, Daphne, and Velma.
Like, zoinks, keep your head down, Scoob. Eureka Vault.
I'd have gotten away with it if it weren't for these lousy cops.
Beat it, Fuzz. Crime fighter. What crime fighter? The bad guys always fuck themselves out of whatever gimmick they're trying to get into, right?
Yeah.
And then like 90% of the people, at least in the old Scooby-Doo cartoons, 90% of the people are like, haven't really committed any crimes. They're just trying to, protect their livelihoods or whatever. They just get kids butting in. Fucking beat it.
Fucking beat it, you hippies.
Beat it, you fucking hobbyists. Leave me alone.
Hobbyists.
Let me run my fucking adventure park. Kiss my ass.
Fucking hobbyists. Jesus.
God.
That's really funny.
Well, that's what they were.
Yeah.
We're going to go around the country and solve mysteries. Fucking kick rocks.
Who was bankrolling them kids?
Exactly.
Who was? Who was bankrolling them?
It's a great question. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we need to write that. Has anybody ever wrote that? The backstory on how they all came together? It's probably in one of the stupid fucking movies they released, I'm sure.
Fucking Symbionese Liberation Army was fucking... SDS in the fucking 60s. Students for a Democratic Society. Their whole bake sales to send fucking Scooby and the gang out to...
That's where they get all the Scooby snacks from.
Yeah. If you're Fred, you got to fuck both those girls.
Oh, yeah. At the same time.
They're not fucking Scooby.
No.
Right.
Well.
No.
Velma might have been a little freaky.
You know what? I can see Velma letting Scooby mount her. I can see that. Yeah. I could totally see that.
But Shaggy smoked so much pot, he couldn't get nothing hard.
Just going to say that.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah,
Shaggy's out.
Yeah. So Fred's fucking both those girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's putting it to both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that. Chicks are fucking each other, so.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, the dog's in on it. I'm. Shaggy's probably filming, taking pictures.
I was just going to say, someone's got to hold the
Super
8
out.
Yeah, the Super 8. fucking.
He's got the Zapruder fucking film.
Up and to the left of the fucking crime scene.
Back and to the left, Fred. Yeah. Back and to the left. Shoot it there, back into the left.
Like zoinks, aim for her forehead, Fred. What?
I've been hit.
Fucking
zoinks, you're damn right.
Fucking Scooby had a camera set up like Bob Crane. He's like fucking boom mics and fucking tripods and oh yeah.
Bob Crane, one of my...
Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Shit.
And now to another crime alert in Key West. This right here is Jonathan Winslow.
He's accused
of stealing a trolley from the Contour Train Company. Winslow is also accused of being in possession of meth at the time of his arrest.
No.
He's facing...
It's a real methy situation.
Curtis don't fuck around with meth either.
No.
Criminal charges including grand theft. And according to an arrest report, an employee told officers that he had come into the depot, claimed he used to work for the company years ago, and asked for a tour of the train.
buddy, how'd you get bamboozled by a fucking meth head? You're going to have to review your employment history.
Fucking beat it, Toothless.
Fuck him.
Ain't got time for a tour. Get the fuck out of here. Serious business going on here.
We got tours to do. Fucking meth mouth McGillicuddy. Beat feet. Say it, you fucking meth head idiot. You can't tell. Like if somebody
you
walks
got
in,
tricked by a fucking meth head.
That's
on,
what I'm telling you.
God damn. Curtis wouldn't have been fooled.
No. That no, I
he'd have saw through that fucking facade.
With your clever meth head subterfuge.
Hey man. You doing any of them train tours right now? Boy, I'd sure like to take one.
Just keep scratching his face all fucking time. You got any meth, Joe Rogan? It's hard to believe he got one over on the fine people at Conch Tour Train Company, but there it is.
Conch?
That's
Jesus.
Right. Conch Tour Train Company. Winslow asked for a tour of the trolley, told the employee that he used to work for the company years ago. After deceiving the employee, who hopefully has been placed on some kind of leave after this, frankly.
Yeah.
Winslow unexpectedly got to the trolley and was parked inside a building and drove off.
Drove off the truck. Did they have to chase him down the tracks?
Employees. No, it's one of those free. It just
freewheeling
goes
trolleys,
and picks people up. Yeah.
Oh.
Employees tracked down the trolley and told officers that Winslow had picked up two random passengers.
fucking meth Uber.
Two random passengers downtown while he was driving the trolley.
Hey, man, you want to go find some meth?
Hey, man, you want to go for a ride?
I got this kick-ass trolley that I'm borrowing.
Winslow's car was still running and rock music playing on the radio when police found it behind the Conch Tour Train Depot.
So this guy drove his car in.
Oh, where's the train depot?
This guy drove a car and left it running with the radio on just to steal a trolley and go. Wow. Yeah. Listen, stay away from meth, kids, okay?
Just goes to say what I've said 100 times on this show.
What's that?
Never let a meth head be the voice of reason. I mean, yeah, they're going to show you a good time, but, you know, sooner or later.
Wow, boy.
Winslow spoke rapidly and appeared excited, according to the authority. Well, yeah, because he got one over on the fucking fine people at fucking Conch Tour Train Company.
I got to drive the trolley, man.
Shit. Fucking meth heads here for a good time, but not a long time.
Yeah, no.
You know what
no,
I mean?
No. They're, yeah.
No. He's not trying to, you know.
He's not running a marathon here with
no,
this.
No,
yeah,
no.
Oh,
no. No,
it's a sprint.
No. It's a sprint. His whole life is a sprint.
Right.
This guy, 57, by the way.
Fucking heart racing like he's sprinting all the time.
Authorities also say he picked up two passengers while driving the car. He is currently being held on a $60,000 bond.
Jesus. God damn. Well, here is audio from the police cam of this guy getting arrested. Let's see. Meth head arrest. Here it is.
All right, well, you're going to jail for burglary, grand theft.
It's only one speaker, so I didn't realize that till right now, but sorry about
that's
that.
Right.
Auto.
What?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Well, you're going to jail for burglary, grand theft, auto.
What?
Yeah, you can't just drive off with car train.
Really?
It's my birthday, bro.
Oh, so that gives you the right to steal?
No, I don't steal.
You did. You stole my damn car. You borrowed it?
I borrowed it.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
I want to speak with Chris Bland, please.
All right. Well, barring it, I appreciate that spontaneous utterance after Miranda.
Oh!
It's on camera.
No, this guy's fine.
I appreciate that spontaneous utterance after Miranda. Oh, it's like, well, the jig is finally up now. They got me good on this one. Oh, damn it.
Jig is up. News is out. Finally, finally found me.
You see, I don't get mad about that.
What do you got against sticks?
Nothing.
Except for Dennis DeYoung. He's a fucking cock.
Fuck it. I listened to an episode, and you made a reference to his fucking mustache. God damn, I was fucking howling.
Get out. Wait. I plead the fifth. Yeah. I want to speak with Chris Bland, please.
All right. Who? Barring it, I appreciate that spontaneous utterance after Miranda.
Oh! Oh, I've been outwitted. Oh, you think that guy goes home and is proud of that? He's like, well, I got one over on a fucking meth head today. Come on.
I got the drop on a meth addict.
Yes, exactly.
Did you? Okay.
I outsmarted him. Oh, did you? Oh, good.
Well.
You fucking proud of yourself there, genius? Got one over on the old fucking meth head. Ah, yes.
Anyways,
well, I have nothing to hide, bro.
All right, man, it happens. We all make mistakes.
I make plenty. Sometimes I repeat the same mistake two or three times before I get it.
All right, you're being...
Well, that's like me with women, am I right, folks?
It's going to be towed by Officer Young. She doesn't know that yet, but she's got to drive around back.
My vehicle?
Yep.
What vehicle?
Your Kia that's parked out back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't know, Rick.
Oh, I got no money for this at the moment. I've got 5 G's of Bitcoin.
All right, I'm
seeing what?
Bitcoin.
Oh, Bitcoin.
On the off the way through fishing beers, so that's adios. Oh, you didn't hear what I said, did you?
I just heard his fucking meth head ass into the fucking car. I love the beginning where he goes, what? He's fucking... The white little John.
How do you have the audacity to stop and arrest me?
The white little John.
All right, well, you're going to jail for burglary, grand theft auto. And...
What?
I seen him. What?
What?
What? Honey, how was your day at work? Well, I outwitted a fucking methamphetamine addict at work today, honey. Really?
I cracked the meth head case today, sweetie.
I don't know if I'd brag about that if I were you, darling.
Do a double take after someone inside a local store leaves behind a shocking mess. Tonight, employees are calling out the man they say is responsible in a very public way.
Security footage captured the very bizarre bathroom blunder that has now gone viral. And Fox News' Camila Mir.
You know, blunder suggests an accident, and that's not what this was, buddy.
There he is, live near 8 Mile and Van Dyke there with the message the store workers are hoping reaches one very...
Get to the fucking bit!
No doubt.
God damn it.
Any specific shopper, Camille?
Moby Dick didn't have this much set up. Let's get to it, Melville. Get to the goddamn story. Fuck me, man. God damn it,
Melville.
Call me Ishmael. Get to the fucking story. Gee whiz.
Yeah, this guy didn't even buy it.
Yeah.
Billy.
So. Your brother was here. Yeah.
Your brother was here.
And he left a letter.
And here you go. She's a local hire. She's going to win her goddamn Oscar.
I have a quick anecdote for you, and then I'd like to go back to bed.
Okay, buddy.
When I was doing Hereafter with Clint, I thought of you guys when this happened. I've been meaning to talk to you for a while. When I did Hereafter with Eastwood with my big poofy hair, there's a scene where I go up like 3 flights of stairs, and this lady's supposed to hand me a letter from Matt Damon, who plays my brother, right? And the lady just, all she's supposed to do is open her door as I take my keys out, because it's an apartment building, and she's supposed to go, here, this is your brother. this is from your brother. And I'm supposed to take it. I open it and I read it, and it's terrible news. And I just stare out into space, right? So I walk up three flights of stairs. I go down the hallway, and this lady, like, we're in San Francisco shooting this movie. This lady's like a local hire, and she's going to get her goddamn Oscar, right? She steps out of her apartment, closes her apartment door behind her, and goes, hey, hey, Billy, you're, and she's like waving the fucking letter like she's Blanche DuBois, like it's too hot in the hallway. She goes, well, looks like your brother left you this. It's your mail. Here you go. You're welcome. And she hands it out to me, and I go to reach for it, and she pulls it back a little like to be a cunt, and then I reach for it more, and then finally I just snatch it out of her hand, and then I open it, and then she goes back in. And then without yelling cut, Clint Eastwood just goes, oh, hold on a second, everybody. And you hear him, like, going up three flights. He's fucking 80,000 years old. He goes up, like, four flights of stairs, and he just goes, sweetheart, honey, come on out here. And the lady comes out, and he goes, I cannot express to you how little this movie is about you.
Holy shit. Wow.
He goes, he takes the letter out of my hand and hands it back to her. He goes, I mean, if I could have hired just your arm, Christ, I would have. He goes, now let's do it again, and let's not make a whole big thing out of it. It's just make-believe, for Christ's sake. God,
if I could have hired just your arm, I would have.
That is and fucking
it was
super, funny.
It was like, you watch this lady, like, shrinky dink to, like, the size of a pea, and it's, like, dead, awkward, quiet, and it's, like, in an old apartment building. Here is his, like, creepy fucking steps going down, like, creak. You can hear the wheels on the camera, like, you can hear nothing. You can't hear a goddamn thing. It's so cold and quiet, and, like, holy shit, like, I've never seen him saying, he doesn't talk, let alone come up and blast somebody.
That is a sound thrashing.
Do you think she was embarrassed?
That was not about her.
Oh, fantastic.
And then you just hear, all you heard was him going down three flights. Like,
creak.
And, like, you can't look up, because if you look up, you're going to make eye contact with, like, a camera operator and burst into laughter.
I said a few weeks ago, what was Jay Mohr up to? Because I hadn't seen what he was up to. He married Jeannie Buss.
Who's that?
She runs the Lakers. Used to be Phil Jackson's girlfriend.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Buss family that just sold that team.
Oh, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah,
he's doing all right.
He's on the ground floor of that business. Yeah, he's in the...
Now the loss prevention guy has put his picture up on the internet trying to find out who he is because he's got a few questions.
Yeah.
Monday morning at the Foreman Mill store, 8 Mile in Van Dyke.
We came straight into the store, didn't even talk to anybody, went straight to the shoe aisle.
And you'll never believe what he did.
No, I'll believe it.
Fucking tell me so I can make up my mind.
Jeff, it's 49 seconds into the story. We still don't know what happened.
What the fuck's going on? It's enraging.
We are building tension here in the first act.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It is really happening here.
He didn't even try to hide it. He just pulled down his pants, pooped, didn't even wipe and walked straight out and got in the car and left.
Attaboy.
There you go.
That's
efficient.
He what?
Efficient.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I imagine if you squat in a store and manage to pull your cheeks far enough apart.
Right. You get a good, it's not runny or nothing.
No, might be a clean enough exit that you can pull your pants back up and just traipse out of there.
You know, might have a little skid mark.
Well, yeah.
The bleach takes that right out.
Yeah.
But then again, if there's a little stain there, you know which end, you know which side is front and which is back. So,
you can flip them inside out, wear them for another couple of days.
Oh yeah,
you don't have to. You know, don't let the man tell you how to wear your underwear. I guess is what I'm telling you.
Goddamn man!
Don't
fuck him.
Don't tell me
how to wear my undergarments.
Exactly. Don't tell me how to live. Don't let the man tell you you got to wear your underwear a certain way.
Nope.
Don't fall for that shit.
Do not fucking fall for that bullshit.
The tag
fight the power.
The tag in the back of the underwear is a suggestion.
Exactly.
Fight
the power.
That's right. God damn it.
I think that's ridiculous. I think that's
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I agree.
Craziest thing I ever heard in my life. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking or what he was going through, because they have a bathroom in there.
Ever since,
I think you're missing the point, buddy. I think you're missing the point.
He never saw it.
Oh, so this is the, this is great. Jeff sent me this, and this is for now when Jeff doesn't get a joke or when something happens and Jeff can't quite wrap his head around it.
Where is it? It's over, way over the head of Durant, who never saw it. He never saw it.
It's way over the head of
way
Durant.
Way over the head of Durant, who never saw it.
He never saw it.
He was thinking of what he was going through, because they have a bathroom in there.
Ever since the pandemic, they closed it down to the public. Corporate put out the policy for our store that there's no public bathroom. But,
well, I mean, there was for this guy.
Listen, that's just a suggestion. Everything is a public bathroom.
If you want it bad enough, yep. Every place can be a public bathroom.
Everywhere.
Yep. I have some exciting news about your driveway, by the way.
Oh, do you? Fantastic.
Yeah,
hope you brought fucking Walmart bag or something to scoop that shit up with.
Nope.
Clean up after yourself, you fucking heathen.
Anyone who comes in there and asks, we let them use the bathroom.
But according to store employees...
That guy clearly couldn't hold it that long.
Excuse me, do you mind if I shit on your floor? No.
No. You know what? Go for it.
Go for it.
Employees he never asked. All of it caught on store security video.
Attaboy. He walked in the door at 10.
Attaboy.
10:13. He was out the door at 10:17.
There you go. Ooh, that's...
I mean...
That's efficient. He's taking care of business and moving on to the next thing.
I would love to shit that efficiently. I'm bumping, checking emails, looking at Twitter like I'm in there for 10 minutes. I'd love to shit that efficiently. Oh, that'd be great.
And he wasn't alone.
The other guy walked into a men's department. I didn't see anything in the men's department, but I think
department.
That's right.
What's the men's department?
You're listening to it.
You fucking menace.
It's on right after Brian and the Toucher in the morning.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Menace in the morning?
Yeah, that's your... The Menace Department is your midday show. It's Brian and the Toucher.
Menace at midday.
Followed by Menace at midday. Yeah. The Menace Department.
Well, it seems like that's what they came there just to do. Because they didn't...
Yeah. You figured that out? Genius.
Didn't talk to anyone. Didn't grab nothing.
I need you to run interference.
Grabbed his ass cheeks.
I need you to run interference while I go shit in the fucking shoe aisle. All right. I'll do that for you. That's how I feel about you.
Made a beeline straight for the shoe department.
Yeah.
Used the bathroom and just left.
It's all...
I know a girl
He didn't
who...
use the bathroom. He shit on the floor,
well,
stupid.
I mean, in the strictest technical sense.
So mind-boggling.
We get a lot of wild stuff there, but I did not... That's a first there. When I seen it, I just thought, no way. That's why I reviewed the camera so quick, because I was thinking maybe it's a kid and...
Let me go see this again. Listen, can you play that back for me? I'm just going to turn here and...
The cock was not nearly... Zip.
Didn't happen.
But it was no kid.
The guy that actually used the bathroom in there, he was probably 50s.
Oh, and the guy, no.
Well, look...
Uh-oh.
So we know he didn't crouch down, because that's over with, right? So.
Huh. That he was in there with had to be about my age, mid-30s.
They certainly didn't look suspicious.
The guy that he was walking...
No.
Squatted down on the floor, no. Pants down? Not? No? Huh? Normal day, huh?
No one looks suspicious until the log begins to exit. Then... And only then.
In with and left. Walking into the store. Uh-huh. Oh, okay, everything's okay. Undoing their belt.
Now, wait a
minute.
Pants
down. Oh. No, that's normal. That's okay. Hang on. Let's see where this is going.
Oh, well, this is curious right here, though. This is... I don't know. Was he Indian? Could you tell? I don't know. Maybe it's... Was he from San Francisco? Or did it feel like he was at home? I don't know.
He had a nice car. It looked like a burgundy Cadillac. Oh. The guy had a nice outfit on.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Stop.
No, fuck
Stop.
Off. Fuck off.
You shit one more time and I'm quitting. Fucking walk.
You walk into the front room, you fat fuck. Shut your face.
They were nice, clean cut. I don't know what was going on. I was trying to find them.
Figure it out. Well, quit, Sherlock. Well, knock it off. Take a break. Yeah. Jesus, take a fucking breather.
Yeah, why don't you take the day off, Watson?
It's $5. Go to the pub, get some fish and chips. Take the fucking evening off, Watson.
Boy.
Jesus.
I'm trying hard to figure this out. Well, you know, evidence just to convict him.
We left. Just ask why. Like,
ask why. Don't ask why.
But they were gone so quick.
So many questions on this one. Now, of course.
No, there's not. There's not. There's really not. Guy walked in, shit on the floor, and left.
Yeah.
Can we drop it now? It seems like he did.
It seems like a series of declarative statements to me.
Facing charges for marrying three Florida women in three different counties at the same time. Tonight, those women...
That's pretty incredible.
What, was he tired of being happy?
A Florida man with a death wish.
Yes. A Florida man whose kink was being nagged to death. Married three women in three counties. Wait a minute.
Whose kink was being nagged to death?
What, did he want to forget what laughter sounded like? Why did he marry three women?
The day the laughter died.
Yeah. I can still remember when the third wife used to make me smile. Ooh, there's a guy that did not want to fucking a good time again.
Wow.
Women are speaking out.
Where have all the good times gone?
In your single days there, pal. Oof. Jeff, he married three women in three counties in Florida, and the women are speaking out.
The same fucking day.
Well, no, but not too far apart from each other. But you listen to the story and you go, all right, these chicks are fucking complicit. They're dummies.
Yeah.
Saying the system that handles marriage licenses kept them in the dark.
Ooh. I'll tell you the punchline on the first girl they talked to. They met on...
The punchline. Was it right about here? Hey, was it right about here?
And that, I feel like that's part of where the system failed.
Well, Bob, I just decided I didn't want to be happy anymore, so I married three women.
He took each one of us to a county over to get married in.
I was sitting around the other day going, boy, life is grand. This sure is fun being single. I know.
I'm poor, but I'm having a great time. How can I fuck this up? Let's get married three times.
Not once.
Mm-mm.
Twice.
Nope.
Three times an
three
idiot.
Three times a dummy.
Did talk. That would have saved me a lot of heartache, a lot of money, a lot of stress.
I-Team investigator Adam Walser breaks down how this could happen.
That's kind of where I'm at with this. I mean, you couldn't, you know.
You know.
How about you don't marry a guy you know for 3 months or whatever it fucking works out to in this?
Never. It's never my fault.
No, that's just it.
Time when online records can be viewed with a few clicks of a mouse.
So why didn't they fucking do it?
Whoa. Wow. Dodged it like Cassius Clay dodged the draft.
Between two people embarking on life's journey. But these...
Life's... Hang on. Wait.
A wedding usually signifies a lifetime commitment between two people embarking on life's journey.
Yes, a lifetime commitment for 38% of the people that get married.
Yeah, right.
Lifetime commitment for the people who get married then die on the way home from the same wedding. It's a lifetime commitment. No one fucking kidding me. You know why I never got married? There's 50 reasons why, but you know the main reason?
You're ugly as a mud fence.
Yeah, and I'm yes, and I'm immensely
yes.
And I'm immensely hateable. Why the fuck would you? Well, yes, of course, yes. A fucking picket fence if I lose two more teeth. Thank you very much. I'm very proud of that.
But these three Florida women learned they were on the same journey with Henry Betsy Jr.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
This is Henry's mugshot, which is the most recent and clear picture we have of him. Michelle married Henry.
This is mugshot and wedding photo.
Yes. He's had a corsage on.
In Hernando County in
Hernando.
November 2022.
There was something in the air that night.
And it was your second wife's legs, Hernando.
Two.
I met him on Match.com.
There's an impeccable fucking dating source.
That is an endorsement, if I ever fucking heard one.
How's that for a fucking endorsement?
How soon did you marry Henry?
It was very short. It was very soon. It was within about 3 weeks span.
3 weeks?
Yeah, I don't. You're at fault here,
honey. You're a dope. Listen. You're a fucking dummy.
You make bad decisions, sweetie. Okay, yeah. Bad decisions.
I'm gonna tie my life to this guy I've known for 3 fucking weeks.
Henry was still married to Brandy.
Oh,
he married him in Manatee County that February.
You know what the sailors say, right? You know what they say.
Oh, Brandy, you're a fine girl?
Fine girl.
Well,
what a good wife.
It was Manatee County. Oh, the humanity. His name was Hugh, the manatee.
Brandy the manatee?
Yes. Brandy, you're a fine girl. Well, that's a great song. Looking Glass?
Yeah,
wow.
Looking Glass, yep.
Brandy asked us not to show her face to...
No, I don't fucking blame you there, sweetheart. No, you're a numbskull to be sure. Fucking horseshit.
Protect her job.
I met him on a dating app. The first time I'd ever got...
I met him on a dating app. It was the first time.
I was his waitress at Bennigan's. And we just ran off and got married.
At least Tiger Woods had the good sense to fuck a hostess at Perkins. For God's sakes.
On a dating app. He said... all the right things.
What could Jeff, from a dead stop today?
Yeah.
What could a woman say to you to get married within 3 weeks? I'll throw pussy at you night and day. Honey, I don't need it. I'm 54 years old.
I got a nursing degree. I don't know.
Well.
When Brandy married Henry, he was still married to Tanya, who obtained a marriage license in Gadsden County in November 2020.
The great Gadsden. Nothing.
Tanya asked us to blur her face because she's a domestic violence survivor.
She's an ugly fucking whore.
She's a fucking dumb hole. She asked us to blur her face because she's a fucking 71 IQ dummy.
She didn't ask us to blur her face. This is how the fucking picture turned out.
The editor insisted. We had a producer who vomited when we saw her face.
No, no matter what we did, we couldn't get a clear picture of this fucking phantom.
It's almost like she... The phantom. It's the phantom of the courthouse. Oh, shit.
Ivor.
You know, meeting him on a dating site and the way he portrayed himself, he sold the perfect person when in reality he was none of those things.
Somebody lied to you on the internet.
I don't
say it isn't
it.
So.
Say it ain't fucking
wow,
so.
Wow, you stupid fucking asshole. God, I can't believe somebody deceived them on a dating app.
If you had to write a dating profile tomorrow, what would it say? I mean, you know, because mine is like fat, bald, knocked one of my own teeth out.
Yeah.
Probably smarter than you.
Uninterested.
I can't be any less interested.
I'd have my picture. It would say, just swipe right.
Couldn't be any less interested. I'm 52 years old. And I host a dirty joke podcast. Swipe the other way. You want no part of this. Trust me.
I'm Mr. Betsy. Raise your right hand.
Michelle gave us cell phone videos of court hearings. Ugh. Henry Betsy Jr. was arrested for felony bigamy last year.
And what's awful big of you?
after Tanya figured out she wasn't his only wife.
I just started county by county putting his name in, and that's when I came up with...
Oh, interesting thought of why you didn't do that. Never mind.
The marriage to Michelle and the marriage to Brandy.
She found me and she messaged me, and I had no idea that she was actually still married to him.
Just look at this. It's so bizarre. We never get discharged.
The wives say marrying Henry was easy.
Yeah, apparently so.
You go to the records division, you apply for a marriage license, they take your information, they take a copy of your photo ID, then we got married right there at the courthouse. No.
Honey, you ought to try masturbation, because that post-nut clarity is a motherfucker. It does wonders for you.
Questions asked, there was nothing that was flagged in the system for him having already two prior open marriage license.
I did the paperwork and...
I did the paperwork.
Got married all within 15 minutes.
I filled it out myself with these crayons that I got at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, I didn't think she was using the pen that fucking Thomas Paine used to sign the... She fucking was going that way.
In Pinellas...
Fucking inkwell and a fucking quail feather. I didn't think she was doing that.
Pinellas County, 2,000 people get married at courthouses each year. There is a 72-hour waiting period for Florida residents.
For the booze to wear off. Then you still get to decide.
But that can be waived by a judge.
Of course.
Before you make any large decision in your life.
Jerk off first.
You got to come first. If you drop a load and it still sounds good.
Do it.
Go for it. I'm talking about any decision. Buying property, getting married, taking a job. Any big decision and you're on the fence. You got to whack
jerk
that.
Off.
You got to whack your bag and then make that decision.
It's like clearing the cache on your fucking hard drive. Oh, it just sorts everything out.
It's like a fucking...
Fucking
shaking
him.
An Etch-A-Sketch. Yeah. Just fucking back to a blank slate.
That post-nut clarity. I think that should be the title for this show.
You fucking blow a load and you go, like, in the middle of dropping a load. In the middle of the load drop. I'll think to myself, what the fuck was I thinking?
How fucking stupid am I?
I haven't even finished staining the towel. And I've already changed my mind. That's how important that load drop is in a guy's life. Anyone's life.
There is no required wait for people from other states. Pinellas County Clerk Kim Burke says Florida makes it easy to get married because the state is a big wedding destination.
Does it surprise you that someone was able to be married?
Florida's a big wedding destination?
I guess.
Ooh.
To three different people in three different Florida counties at the same time.
Well, it does surprise me, but unfortunately, there's not really safeguards to find that out.
Burke says marriage applications
look,
are...
we just want the application fee, that's all.
We
don't care.
Jeff...
Just say it. Just be honest,
just
all right?
Just say you want the money.
Just say you want the fucking money.
I've officiated three weddings. Me. I have officiated three weddings.
Because you are a man of the cloth.
I'm a jerk-off. I've got no business officiating any fucking weddings, but that's how little they care.
Right. They
before it got down to with your guys' wedding, I called my county and I said, listen, I've never done this before. I'm going to officiate this wedding. What do you need from me? Nothing. Are you ordained? Yeah.
Yeah.
Went good enough for
did
us.
It in 30 seconds.
You can fill out the, but yeah. They don't. All they
don't
give a fuck is your $50 for that fee. They don't care about anything else. Oh, the sacred institution of collecting the fee.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they collect another $50 for each of the next three fucking losers that you marry.
Based on the honor system,
they swear that the information on the application is correct. And one of the things they have to show is that if they were married previously, how did the marriage end? Either it was death, divorce, or annulment.
Murder.
I hired Lee Harvey Oswald to fucking take a shot at her in front of Walmart one afternoon.
Took a shot at her in the balcony.
Her fucking head exploded like someone dropped a Pepsi on the ground.
Uh,
But licenses and marriage certificates aren't compared to documents in other counties when they're sent to the state.
Because they don't care.
Don't give a shit.
Are you not getting this yet?
I'm telling you, they don't care.
They're making this out. Like, oh, that's a bunch of red tape that you got. It's just a broken system. No, it's not.
It's a scandal.
It's a perfect system. Yep. They just want the money.
This is what I've said on the show before. Don't tell me the system is broken. The system behaves exactly as it's fucking designed
to
behave.
It's supposed to.
Okay?
Yep.
There were safeguards in place, and there was cross-referencing on different counties here in the state of Florida.
No, there wasn't, honey. Or we wouldn't be hearing this story. Nope. Sorry. Try again.
This would have ever happened.
His wives, who met Henry on Match, Tinder, and Stir, recently found...
What the fuck is Stir?
This profile on
women that don't like to be shaken, I guess.
What does that mean?
Come on, man. Come on. Give me that one. I mean, fucking 9 out of 10 women are battered.
Ovation.
And I'm still eating mine plain.
They're battered.
Right.
Like
get
fish
it?
Is the joke, folks.
Two heaters right in a row.
This episode.
Fucking one more and we're out of this inning, coach.
This episode is fucking torturous. Jesus Christ. Woo. The 10 women are battered. I'm still eating mine plain. Is that what you said? Yeah.
9 out of 10 women are battered, and I'm still eating mine plain.
I could not be happier with the joke than I am with that one. Oh, that's very funny, actually.
Another dating site while he was still legally married to them.
Yeah. Looking for a beautiful woman that understands the ups and downs of life, is trustworthy, and no games.
Yeah, that's everyone's. I'm going to write a fucking profile and be like, you know, aspiring serial killer.
You know what? Why don't we do that?
Aspiring serial killer desires to meet first near miss.
Looking for the one that got away.
Looking for the one that got away. When they write the book, they're going to interview you about it. You're the one that just got under the wire.
His wives say they later came to believe their marriages had more to do with money than love.
No.
What? Shock of all shocks.
Say it ain't so.
No fucking way.
It can't be.
No.
Married, he was like, well, we need to make your bank account a joint bank account.
We were either divorced or about to be divorced, maybe coming into something.
Child support, alimony, anything that comes with, you know, the extra perks of marrying a newly single divorced woman.
Gambling, gambling addict seeks to meet women
with large bank accounts.
With means, yes.
Yes. With means. Alcoholic gambling addict seeks settled woman for friendship and cuddling.
Is $1,000 a week an acceptable price to pay for companionship? If so,
call Henry.
Swipe right, yes.
So,
I'm talking about me.
He hit the jackpot here.
He did, 100%.
Henry's financial situation appears to have taken a...
All right, look, Henry's a horse's ass, but these chicks are all fucking numbskulls without exception.
Turn for the worst.
Yeah.
There's probably a military parade of red flags they fucking ignored.
Any source of income presently?
No, at the moment, sir.
Nope, no income.
Have any money in the bank?
No, sir.
Nope.
Michelle and Tanya say they escaped their marriage and obtained domestic violence orders after Henry became abusive.
Oh, and he hit you, too. That's hard to feature.
Huh. That's too bad. That woman that he met on Stir's got a fucking case.
That's so good. God damn.
Very proud of that,
Jeff. Yeah,
joke.
Jeff, and you should be. All right?
Brandy says she kicked Henry out of her house after just 5 days of marriage. Henry finally filed for divorce from Tanya following his arrest.
Yo, fuck this bitch.
Yeah, fuck this bitch.
I gave you the best 5 days of my life. And you can't even pay my car note.
That's what I said to Kylie once. I gave you the best 35 seconds of your life.
And is now seeking annulment for his marriages to Michelle and Brandy.
He's seeking annulment. I see. He's the aggrieved one here.
Right. Yeah.
Do you think there's any need to do anything else to prevent this type of thing?
I just think it's too hard. I mean, as much as we have records and so...
Do you think there's any need to for these girls to take an IQ test? Maybe be banned from dating sites for a while.
Do you think there's any need for the county not to charge people to be fucking married? Wah, no.
Oh, you know, Jeff, the administrative fees are
you know, the red tape. We got to pay people.
How do you get a harumph out of that guy?
We're very transient. You can get divorced in another state.
Henry's wives are hoping he'll be convicted and spend time behind bars.
Yeah.
It's a potential that he may just walk away with probation. And that's what's really hurtful.
Because you're the dummies.
I mean, this guy's a scumbag, but these chicks are fucking dummies.
There's no accountability. There's nothing that is going to stop him from doing this again.
Henry Betsy Jr. has pleaded not guilty to the felony bigamy charge.
Oh, that's awful big of him.
And has another court.
It's the second time I've told that joke, and I'm sticking with it.
Court hearing later this month. We reached out to him, but he declined through his attorney to comment. My team investigator,
Adam Wilson,
with
dating apps.
Did you try to reach him there? Hot piece of ass. Seeks comment from serial bigamist.
Hot piece of ass, large bank account. Seeks meeting with serial bigamist.
Buddy, I'd date 80-year-old woman if I could gamble every fucking week with a decent chunk of money.
You would too,
wouldn't you? You fucking ain't right, I would.
Would you go down on that?
Ugh.
Yeah, you would. Ugh. She'd make you before she gave you that fucking gambling money. I mean, degenerate fuck.
It would have to be.
Yeah, I'll give you the money to turn the fucking heat on. Just tell me you fucking gambled it.
But it would have to be fire hose level.
I'll get you some of them swimming nose plugs you could put on.
Because that's hilarious. Because amongst the dust and cobwebs, there's a clit in there somewhere. And you know I love a clit. I mean, you know from way back I'm a clit lover. You know that.
A clit man.
I am a clit man.
You're
I love clit, man. Oh boy, yeah. I'm a sucker for a clit. Literally.
Oh, that's funny. It's probably not there anymore. It's been just rubbed down over, you know, time. Like the fucking Sphinx, how half its nose is gone from the
fucking
erosion and the wind and the, you know, just fucking lifetime marching past it.
80-year-old woman's got a sex toy that starts like a lawnmower. You got a bucket, like a pull cord on it. And fucking
steam-powered, baby.
It really is steam-powered. I need you to go downstairs and put some coal in my sex toy. What? What are you saying? What did you fucking say to me?
This is an original Stanley steamer.
Good Lord.
Eli Whitney gave me this.
And the clap.
Oh, shit.